NF called Time on 5FM. Good morning to you, by the way. Hope you're having a good day. Here's Aaron Fox with news.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
10 o'clock headlines. President Ramaphosa concerned over load shedding and four people killed in Johannesburg West collision.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. The Office of the Presidency says President Cyril Ramaphosa has cited major concerns over load shedding as he prepares to be briefed by Eskom on measures being taken to help solve the electricity crisis. President Ramaphosa cut his official visit to Egypt short after holding talks with President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to address problems facing the power utility. Ramaphosa's spokesperson Kusela Diko.
His view was, as much as it's plausible, some of the explanations Eskom is putting forward, it's really not sufficient. We are supposed to ensure that we're on top of issues of maintenance, and some of the challenges that have come up over the last weeks or so do not indicate that that is being done. But the biggest problem that the president has raised is the fact that you're looking at Eskom really holding the country to ransom.
Load shedding has continued to affect mobile connectivity. MTN's executive for corporate affairs, Jackie O'Sullivan, advises mobile users to switch off any background apps or components that may use up data in order to maximize connectivity.
We start moving into the areas where it's just not giving us enough time to reload our batteries. So we've got batteries that have a capacity for 6 to 12 hours, but we do need 12 to 18 hours to reload those batteries. So that's where the complexity starts to get into it. So we've got batteries, we have generators. At the moment, we are fortunate that we don't have that many sites down, but we are still spending about R1 million every 3 days on fuel for the generators.
Four people have died following a multiple vehicle crash on the R509 between Derby and Magaliesburg, west of Johannesburg. Paramedics say one person sustained minor injuries and was transferred to a nearby hospital. A special council meeting of the City of Johannesburg has been called today to elect the new Speaker of the Council. However, the DA maintains that Councillor Vasco da Gama is still the Speaker of the Council, while the ANC says he was removed following last Thursday's motion of no confidence vote. Here's Tsepo Pagani with more details.
The DA's Mike Moriarty says such meeting would be illegal with no binding decisions. There are claims that the DA has instructed his councillors not to attend today's meeting, which could mean it would not have a quorum.
And finally, despite making strides in bringing